Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Really glad you're with us today. I have three other people in the studio. You won't hear the echo when they mute my connection to the studio. But first of all, we've got Dr. Jill Hubbard. Hi, Jill.
Hello, Steve.
We have Mylon Yurkovich.
And it's great to be with you. Merry Monday, everyone.
Yes.
Merry Monday. And Larry Sonnenberg's in the studio today.
Hey, Larry. Steve. Good to be here.
All of us were at a 30-year celebration.
Oh, my gosh. It was so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
It was.
I can't believe
really,
30 years.
I know.
And not only that, oh, my goodness.
I've been here 15.
You haven't even been
like
here
30.
Yeah. I'm like, where did the time go?
Right? Well, it was truly a great experience, and we were able to connect with folks we hadn't seen in years. For some folks, the stories were amazing. And thanks to all of you who came out, and what a great time it was. But we're doing a special program today, and I'll tell you why. We had our folks from Salem Broadcasting come down, as most of you that are listening on a station from Salem Broadcasting. And they talked about with us expanding the footprint of New Life to reach more people. We had three men there. We were the favorite program of all their wives. I hope no other program's listening. But, I mean, it was a very emotional meeting of their love for New Life, appreciation for New Life. In fact, one of the executives, Chris Gould, drove 4 hours from Camarillo to be at our 30th anniversary. And to honor that 30 years, Salem made a donation of $10,000 to New Life.
That
wow.
Night.
Wow.
But in our meeting, they said two things. One, nice. we want to open the door to expand your footprint. But two, you know, there are costs that you're going to need to cover, past costs, so that we can open that door. And that door is not going to be open forever. And so they talked about some other ministries that have done exactly what we're going to do today. We're going to spend this hour talking about great things that have happened and our need to be supported, and ask you to help us out. But right now, I want to just start by telling you what the head of Salem Broadcasting said to me one day, just this past few months. He's such a bright man. I mean, he's the head of Salem. Of course he is. And he's such a committed Christian. We were talking about the support issue at New Life. And he said, well, here is the problem that New Life has. If somebody starts listening to J. Vernon McGee, they're with him for life. And I knew that J. Vernon McGee had been dead for some time. And I joked, yeah, even beyond life. And he said, but you meet a specific need. And so many times a person will listen and support you for a few years, and then, you know, they might want to kind of move on, and so maybe they aren't committed for life to New Life the way other folks are at teaching ministries. And I said, oh man, you know, we've been trying to figure this out, but that's really a very important factor. In fact, we had one of our largest donors essentially say that very thing. But you are listening because you're not one of those people. And we're grateful for that. And we want to tell you about some great things. We want to talk about some stories, give you some ideas. If you want to talk about why you give, you can call us at 1-800-229-3000. 3,000. We think it's going to be a really a special day, just like our 30th anniversary was. And I think you'll enjoy it. If you want to join us, it's 1-800-229-3000. But wait till you hear some of these stories we're going to share with you today. It's pretty cool.
My wife had found me out through my past and my sexual addiction since I was a small child. It really gave me the opportunity to start digging into my past, start digging into my childhood, figure out what was causing me to feel the way I was feeling. Every Man's Battle will really give you that opportunity because all the guys there in that room are there for the exact same reason you're there. I don't want to be the reason that my kids are going to counseling. I don't want to be the reason that they begin to struggle with the same issues that I'm struggling with, and I've got to put an end to this. Yes, you can be different. God does love you. You can be forgiven for this, and there's a way out of this. But you have to acknowledge that you have to change, and that there's a problem.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to hand down something to another generation that just looks like pain and destruction. You can hand down redemption. But you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. I'm just going to start by telling you an amazing story of a person who, this is the wife of someone who went to Every Man's Battle. Now just think about what this life is worth. Before going to Every Man's Battle, he described himself as a serial adulterer. He said, I couldn't really put that in the bulletin. Please pray for me because I'm a serial adulterer. He was secretive, self-centered, egotistical. Showed no emotion. He had lost his way. He had forgotten God and was full of lies and deception. I said to her, if you were going to introduce your husband today, what would you say about this man? Now listen to this. This is a guy who was having an affair or more. He had betrayed his wife. Now this is from his wife. Oh, what? Eight? Is it, you think 8 years later, Larry? You think?
Yeah, about that.
Okay. All right. So here's what she says. Open, vulnerable, humble, puts me first, worked to regain my trust, learned to trust God in all things. Listen to this. He said he would do whatever it took to make things right in our marriage, and he's done that. He's changed in so many ways. He stopped drinking. He tells me the truth with the little details. He insists we talk whenever he thinks something is bothering me. He's made our marriage a top priority in his life.
Wow.
Now, what is that worth? That's one person. That is simply one person who decided to go to Every Man's Battle. And we've had hundreds.
And that's a miracle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I mean, that. You know what I said? I said that's no less a miracle than somebody who is healed of cancer. Mm-hmm. And we get that Christmas card, and it's an amazing Christmas card every year that family is still together.
Thing I love about that is that he flew from the East Coast to the West Coast to attend the workshop because he didn't want to run into anybody. Mm-hmm. And now he stands up in front of audiences and tells his story.
Yeah. And that's one of hundreds, thousands of people, just from one thing. We've got another amazing story from, we'll tell you in just a little bit, from the marriage intensive that it just blows me away from a non-believer. Imagine this. We have a non-believer who now is supporting New Life. He's a non-believer now, but won't be a non-believer for long.
So here's a story.
Yeah.
I just recently suggested that someone go to Every Man's Battle, who is somebody I'm seeing, and they went, and when they came home, their view of the world, life, Christianity, human beings, their view of themselves, their view of the sanctity and holiness of sex, their view of the damage and sinful wreckage that pornography causes in relationships, how it harms not only themselves but others. this guy came back, and his wife said, "This is a different guy who came home." Now, those are her words, not mine. Yeah. I mean, I saw what was going on too. But then the wife just independently was saying, "This guy came back." And she used this word. There was a radical transformation that took place in this guy's life. Now, that's right off the presses, okay?
Yeah. I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that. See, that's what we're here for. There are a lot of great ministries, and if you will listen, what they will give you is a better idea of how to do something, and that's so powerful. Here's a better idea of how to be a dad. Here's a better idea how to be a better husband. Here's what we do. We try to give you a better life. We work to transform that life. We have from the very beginning. We were doing treatment in psychiatric treatment hospitals with a Christian program. Now we do that in our intensives. Mm-hmm. The three words from the very beginning was truth, you know, true truth, the way God intended it to be read. Redemptive relationship, connection, and then transformation. We didn't want people just to feel better. We wanted everything to be different.
And Steve, you know, that's a really good point, because I was there in those years when we did the hospital programs, and we had lots of time with people, and yet I think we have come up with something now that is so honed that it's almost like people are transformed more in a couple of days than 30 days in the hospital, where we're just trying to help them to feel better.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so my question for anybody that has never supported us, it's kind of like, what would it take to support this ministry? Is there anything we could do to get you to help us? Because here's the goal. Between now and the end of the year, we need to raise $500,000. We want to continue to do that from folks that give $30 a month, whatever it is. But we're going to ask for people beyond that, too. But the reason is that we, nor does Salem, want this program to do anything but expand because of the lives that are changed. And for every one of these lives that we hear about in a workshop, there are 10 people that we run into. Just the other day, a lady came up to me and said, "All I had was the radio program."
Yeah.
Where I live, there's nothing else. And because of that program, I'm alive today.
Mm-hmm. Steve,
I love it.
We hear that so often. I spoke to somebody just at our 30th anniversary party who said, you know, their church had fallen apart. They, you know, felt extremely isolated, and the radio program helps sustain them.
Yeah.
It keeps them going. Yeah.
Yes. Steve, you asked folks listening, you know, what would it take to give? And I just want to say, if it's a question, if you have any question about our organization, mm-hmm. about the finances, about our board, about our operations, anything, let me know. We'll answer. We're transparent. We're an open book. We don't have anything to hide. I wish we had a jet plane in the back parking lot we could hide, but we don't.
I mean, when you call us and say, "Look, I want to give $1,000 to a scholarship fund," $1,000 goes to help somebody. Mm-hmm. It's just that simple. And, you know, maybe you do want to help somebody. Well, it would cost about $800 for us to put somebody through. If you don't have $800, maybe you would have $80. For 10 months or a year, or maybe 40 for 2 years or something. But if you want to be able to say, "There was a person that went to that workshop, and I was responsible for that," you can do that. There's no bureaucracy. There's no mothership that's got all these people and everything. We're it right here,
Steve,
and we want to help.
There's a caller on line two, Laura. You want to take that call?
Yeah, okay. Laura, New York. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing okay. You listen on Sirius XM 131. Yeah, we can hear you.
Yes. Okay, great. So, honestly, it's pretty simple. I started listening to you guys by accident maybe about 3 months ago. Hmm. And you truly are all filled with the Holy Spirit. Your wisdom and your knowledge and your words and advice have just blown me away. And I just love listening to you guys. So my husband and I just celebrated 33 years of marriage on October 19th.
Hmm. Nice.
And
great.
I wanted to go to your marriage conference in New Jersey this past weekend. We're empty nesters, and I just thought it would be like the icing on the cake for us to adjust to this new season in our life. But unfortunately, we had other things that we were committed to, and we couldn't make it. So hopefully next year we'll get to do that. But I've been wanting to give for the since I started listening to the station, just to say thank you for reaching out to so many of what this world is dealing with, you know, so much heartache, so much pain, so much sorrow. And by God's grace, he has protected me. But I love the fact that, again, the wisdom and the knowledge that the Holy Spirit has given you blows me away. And I just want to support you for that. So thank you.
Hey, thank you. And thanks for caring enough to call, Laura. And I'm going to send you this, this little book we've got. It's 100 Days of Prayer. My mother loves that book. I'll send that to you, our way of saying thank you. And anybody else wants to call like that, please do. And it's 1-800-229-3000.
Steve.
That's the phone number. Yeah.
I was listening to some calls that Terry had put together for us from past, and I was amazed at how many were people who had suicide in their family and in their spouses and things. And there was one from a guy named Robert.
Let's hear it.
And Terry is scrambling right now to go get that and put it on. Let's listen to that.
Back in 06, my wife committed suicide, and I was struggling with that. And I finally came across your program. It helped me out an awful lot because you helped the body and the soul at the same time. And I really needed that at that time. When my wife committed suicide, there was no hope. I couldn't start over. But by golly, through New Life and with the Lord and with my new wife, we started over. It's an amazing life. God has truly, truly blessed me. That's why we really believe in you guys. Thank God for radio and that you guys are on. It's just a matter of turning the dial. You don't have to go anyplace. You turn the dial on, and the help is right there every day.
It's that simple.
Well, that's one of the cool things about Christian radio is we're there. It's predictable, and it's so personal. And so many times we hear people say, I would have never gone to a counselor. I would have never done something so radical. And then I listen to you, and I hear what you're saying, and then I think, well, maybe I could. And then they call, and then they do. That's pretty exciting. I mean, that's very exciting to us. And so it's not just people being transformed through workshops. It is also people getting the help that they need because we're there on radio at that particular time.
Well, the interesting thing is, what would this man have done had New Life not been on the air?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What would his life be like today?
Well, right.
You know, that's a hard question to answer. And, I know that we made a difference, and that's what we're asking folks to
you know,
help us with.
There's a correlation here, and this may sound a little odd or off the wall, but that's me, okay? When Mr. Rogers died, they had tributes and testimonies to that man's TV show and ministry, and people...
had a movie.
Well, that too, but before that, they had people lined up just to share that... Every day they would come home, and he would be a companion to them. Every day they would come home, and they'd have somebody to share a life with, somebody to have a snack with. A lot of these people were latchkey kids. A lot of these people just had nobody else, and New Life is like that. Now, now, Steve, I'm not suggesting that you should get a cardigan sweater and tennis shoes, okay?
Although I'm willing.
Listen, you could fill that out, and you look good in just about everything.
A little bit of a different demeanor.
A little bit of a different demeanor. But I think the correlation is very high that this fills a role in people's lives for guidance, correction, connection, companionship, all the C's I can think of right now. And it really fills a role that people rely on. They say, they walk up to me and they go, I know you.
Yes.
You're my friend.
I know. Isn't that
the coolest thing?
It is so cool. So many people say that.
And, you know, it was such a great celebration of 30 years of doing that. Mm-hmm. And I think about every woman who has gone through the Restore workshop.
Yes.
I wish we had an anger and resentment meter. but it must go down by 50% or 75% instantly, and then they work through the rest. So it's pretty powerful. Well, you know, we're going to go to a break here in just a minute. If you want to call and talk about the ministry, we're not talking about you today. It's kind of different. Then call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you could help us to stay on the air, to walk through that door of opportunity, to take care of some costs,
especially first time givers.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, thank you everybody who's given, and we are talking to you too. We still need more help. The need is really big. But
well, yeah,
first time people we need.
And a first time person, if you've never given in your, you can call and say, here's what it would take for me to give. It's knowing about this, or it's some kind of thank you. Let's see if we can do that for you if you've listened all these years. Or maybe a few months, just like this woman, 3 months, and now she's part of the giving family. Just call us and let us know.
And
maybe you want to be part of a transformed life. $80 a month, or $800 right now, or $40 for whatever it is. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live. We have something pretty exciting coming up, and it's in March. It is a trip to Israel. Our trips are very special, and the teaching is rich. The experience is priceless. And we're also going to go to Rome in addition to it. It's the 16th through the 26th.
When I went to Israel, my whole view of the Bible absolutely changed. I had a reference point to visualize.
Yeah. We're going to go where David hid from Saul, Jericho, the tunnels under the Western Wall, and the Temple Steps, the Garden of Gethsemane, Masada, the Dead Sea, Mount of Olives, the Garden Tomb, Caiaphas's house, and more.
For me now, when I open up the Bible, it just becomes alive for me because I've been there.
You will not be disappointed in Israel. It is a special, rich, rich time. If you want more information on Israel, I hope you'll look at it on our website, newlife.com.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and Larry's got a testimony he wants to share with us here, so let's do that, Larry.
Yeah, we're going to listen to a young man. We don't often get gifts from young people, but we had a call, it was maybe a year ago or so. And Terry is queuing it up right now.
You know, Titus, the reason we're talking is we don't get a lot of gifts from 13 and 14-year-old guys. And when we called to thank you for your gift, we didn't know you were 14. We didn't know that when you were 13, you'd given us $60. Now you've given us $130. Why have you given to New Life, Titus?
I feel that you guys help a lot of people that struggle with problems. We all have problems that we can't face alone. We need help. We need to pray. We need to ask God to help us lead the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel that you guys really reach out to everybody and say, hey, this needs to be done or that needs to be done.
Mm.
You know,
well,
Steve,
that's pretty special.
Amazing.
One of the things I like about New Life is we don't shame people. But I feel like if I was a listener and been listening for years and never given, and I heard that a 13-year-old gave a gift like that, I might feel a little bit ashamed of myself.
Really, especially since developmentally they're not really in a giving state of mind, right? Whereas when we're like post 50, right, you start to move into that stage of life where it's like, okay, what is your life going to count for?
Yeah.
Right? It's time to give back. It's time to have a heart of gratitude, you know, and so that you can feel good about your life. And so if you're in that phase of life and you're feeling purposeless, right, one way to have purpose is to be a part of something, and giving is a way to be a part of something.
Yeah.
And this kid is starting really young, which is so awesome. I can't wait to see what God's going to do with him.
He sounds way beyond his years.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing I was thinking about, we talk about folks like him who want to support the ministry. There are those who would if they could, but they don't even know there's a program. All they know is Dad went somewhere one weekend and everything changed. And if they would want to give their allowance if they knew that change was because he went to Every Man's Battle, or Mom and Dad went to the marriage intensive and everything changed. There are others that are listening and they hear us talk to other folks and then they apply that to their lives. We hear it all the time and then things change. I was thinking about the other thing that happens. Sometimes people, everything isn't different in their life, but they struggle forward rather than struggle backward. You know, everything is one failure after another. Then they go to a workshop or they start listening to the program. Now they're struggling in the right direction, and then it clicks, and they start living a different life. Let's do another testimony. Let's hear from someone else who has been impacted by the ministry.
Okay, here we go.
I'm calling to let you know how thankful I am for New Life Live. It has been a big help to me. My husband and I lost our only child, John. And we are so thankful to have a program like yours that helps people in the midst of their struggles, adversities, problems. And we're thankful that we have a way to react or respond. And we can't change people. We can only change ourselves. And you teach us how to do that. And I'm just very thankful for that. And thankful that the Lord uses your program in a way to help other people.
You teach us how to respond. I love that.
It's wonderful. And, you know, any way that we can help somebody, you know, this 800 number, it's been there. We've literally, I don't know how many people total have called, but we've been able to help about 3 million people over 30 years. That's a pretty significant number to me. That doesn't even count the 5 million women that went to Women of Faith, and about 500,000 of those made first-time decisions for Christ. The reason we're doing this is we need to raise $500,000 between now and the end of the year. We want to expand, and we want to take care of some of these costs, and that's what we need to do it. Now, I'll tell you, I am so grateful for every $30 Club New Life member. You are the foundation, and kind of the ministry gets carried on your back. But there are folks that can do much more than that and relieve some of the back strain on this regular, faithful Club New Life member. And maybe you're listening, and you could give $5,000 or $10,000 toward this $500. Boy, that would be such a relief. If you, anybody that gives $500,000, I will call you. I've got, I'll give you a call. Yeah.
But said $500,000.
But even only $5,000.
One person's going to beat our goal.
Yeah, compared to $500, $5 is not much. But $5,000, I will call you, and I will thank you in a way we've never thanked folks before. Very unique. $10,000, same thing. The person that gave us the biggest gift ever heard this same kind of program back in 2008 when the economy really was in trouble, and he called and said, I can give another $100,000. Maybe that's you. If you do, God will honor that, it will go directly to reaching other folks with transformation, hope, skills, the ability, the strength, the tools to make changes that get better and better every day. And also in the process, we reach out and we tell people that never even knew about Jesus, who Jesus is. The reason they know now, because we help them in the time of their greatest need.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
My husband had done the Every Man's Battles, and I thought, what? There's something for women?
The Restore Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., November 9th through the 11th.
There are so many other people that are going through the same things, that love the Lord, and it doesn't look very Jesus to do certain things and think certain things about your mate, but that's normal. I just got a new normal. It's not dark in there. It's very light. You literally hear people laughing that could not even smile or frown. I was that way as well. I was pretty much just flat. It happened almost immediately, the energy of everyone pulling together for restoration. It happens pretty fast.
To find out more about the Restore Workshop, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
It went from get out quick with the info to making friends.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and I'm going to go to Esther here in just a second. I want to remind you, if you can support us, if you can help us meet this $500,000 need between now and the year end, would you call us right now, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll say thank you to you in a very, very special way. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let's go to Esther. She's calling us at 1-800-229-3000. Esther, how you doing?
Hello. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, sure can.
Okay. It's a long story, so I'll just make it quick. About 8 years ago, you guys helped me. And I was contemplating divorcing my husband, who was deep into pornography, and that turned into adultery. And through it all, he never admitted it, even though I spoke to the woman on the phone and had proof. And you guys gave me some very good, sound advice. You sent me a book that helped a lot. And I did end up divorcing him, but we have a very good relationship for the sake of the children. Our children are, one's a teenager and one's in college. And, you know, children don't really do well through divorce. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah.
I agree.
They are dealing with it, but they would not be the same people they were had I stayed with them. But, you know, God only knows how it would have ended up. But the main thing is you guys helped me through a very dark place. You gave me good, sound Christian advice. And like I said, we have a good relationship. He still, to this day, doesn't mention, you know, I'm sorry, you're right, I did it, or anything. And he's a minister, so I let that be between him and God. But the fact that we have a good relationship and we both care about the kids, and he's a wonderful father to them. And you guys have just really helped me. And I'm sorry it took me 8 years. There were some dark times, and I'm in a new house. I had a house built by Habitat for Humanity, and it's more than we, the children, I ever dreamed of.
That's wonderful.
We're getting there.
Yeah, that's great.
Thank you.
Well, and you have been cared for, and you care enough to call us, and you care enough to support us, and we are so grateful for that. And I hope that inspires some other folks that maybe they haven't gone through a divorce and they're grateful for that and never will. We wouldn't wish it on anybody. Just like you say, it's not good, no matter how you handle it. It's just not great. And if you can help us to be there for people like Esther when they're going through stuff and they have nothing to go through it with, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Steve, let's listen to Raj.
Okay.
I just want to say something about Esther.
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you hear how peaceful and her voice was how there's no bitterness? She's really adjusted well, and so she's done very, very well in this process.
Well, and it's such a good point. She wasn't saying, you know, I'm still so angry. He won't admit it. She gets it. He's not going to do that.
No. She was adjusted. She adjusted to the idea. Yeah, let it go.
And how many people really have had to have Habitat for Humanity build there, get them a home, and yet she's giving.
Yeah.
And there's so many people that have so much that don't even think about
it. That was an amazing call. Yeah. Thank you, Esther.
Appreciate it.
Okay, let's listen to Raj.
I wanted to share the impact this organization, New Life, has had over me, my life, and my marriage in the course of this year. Hmm. I originally come from India. I'm sure my accent gave it away. I grew up with a lot of pornography addiction. It was just prevalent there. And I'm entering this marriage assuming that watching porn is just normal for men and marriage is going to fix it. I mean, you just get sex anytime, no restrictions, and that's the solution. But little did I know how naive I was. As soon as I got married, my behaviors, my actions did not change, and I came to my senses that I need to fix myself. That's when I started seeking some answers. I read the book, Every Man's Battle, which said, hey, there's also a workshop we do, which is called Every Man's Battle. And so I went to the Every Man's Battle workshop. And in all transparency, I am not of Christian faith. But I wanted to go in because here are a group of guys and girls. They're trying to teach something, and I want to learn what's behind there. What are they trying to teach? There's something valuable there. And I, in fact, even before I registered for the workshop, I called in and I checked, hey, I want to make sure I'm not a Christian. Can I still come in and attend? And the lady was very sweet, kind. She said, yes, you're welcome. I mean, it's Christian-based, you should know that, but anybody's welcome. And I show up there, and my whole definition of sexuality was so distorted in my head. He just put it all together. He fixed my head. And then we decided that a good next step for us is to come here to this workshop as a couple and learn what is marriage, what's the right way to do it. And you all have no idea how grateful I feel for what you have done for me, for my family, for my marriage, and for my future. And I don't think I can ever say enough words or do enough for you to say how grateful I am.
And?
That's a tearjerker.
Think about the progression. He read a book.
Yeah.
He called a phone number, he signed up, he went to a workshop, then he goes home and discloses to his wife everything, and then they come to this workshop.
Came to our marriage workshop just recently.
And post-workshop, he has become a donator. He is the donor.
Wow.
He is giving to New Life regularly now.
And you know what? That was so genuine. The joy on his face, he was absolutely taken in by the entire experience of being able to come to New Life.
Here's what I got to see, because I talked with him at that workshop. I talked with him before he said that from the stage. What you didn't see was this woman that he was married to, this beautiful woman, she was beaming. Mm. She was so proud that on his own, he had said, I've got a problem. I'm going to get it taken care of. He goes to Every Man's Battle, then says, now let's go together and let's work together. And she was just beaming over her being so proud that she had married the godly man. So that's one of many, many folks.
And it sure feels like God has his hand on his life.
Well,
doesn't
you know
it,
what
Steve?
Else, Steve, he said that wasn't in the recording, that he has joined Sustained Victory, and his coach in Sustained Victory, Doug Barnes, is his mentor.
Mm.
Now, he professed he's not a Christian, but I once was a gambling man, and if I was that way again, I'd put everything I have that young man is going to come to know Christ as his personal Lord and Savior.
EMG. Every Man's Gamble.
Yeah.
Let's go to Dr. Langford, Dallas, Texas, listens on KWRD. How you doing?
Well, I'm fabulous and blessed. How are you all?
Doing okay. Thanks for calling us.
Well, you're welcome. I just want to give a compliment to you all. Your counseling is excellent. All the wisdom that you give. I wish that I had known about this station years ago. I believe it would have been a true blessing in my marriage years ago.
Hmm. Well, Dr. Langford,
thank you all. Keep on doing what you're doing. God bless you for it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate your call.
You know, I just got a note that my son and my wife are at home listening, and they were so moved by Raj's call. We all are moved when somebody that has no connection to the Christian faith is drawn in. And so often we're able to reach a person who's struggling. In a million years, if they weren't, they wouldn't call us. But we're there.
Right.
And if you've listened very long, you know that a lot of people have a lot of strange thoughts about what Christians are like and stuff. And it's just a privilege for us to show them that, you know, maybe the stereotype that they thought, or maybe the shame inflicting that they thought, that we're not going to do that.
Well, and Steve, you know what? We don't just throw Bible verses at someone, you know? Not that isn't helpful, but we meet people where they're at.
Yeah, we are the Bible verse. Yeah.
Right.
So how will you invest in a new life today? How much is it worth? You know, we're asking people to invest in a new life. It's what we do at New Life. It makes all the difference in the world to somebody like Raj, for believers like Raj, unbelievers. We have both. We're not a country club. Anybody's welcome. So we need you to support us today, and we just pray that you would understand that it's the life change that what we're wanting you to invest in more than anything else.
Yeah.
800 New Life. It'll make a difference.
Really will. 1-800 New Life. There's another Raj out there waiting.
My wife asked me for the first time in 2011 if I would consider myself a sex addict, so I signed up. You know, I'd read the Every Man's Battle book, and it was a great book, but the workshop, it was the experience that really was key for me. If they go to EMB, they're going to be in good hands. You know, this is a safe place. They're going to be surrounded by men that simply walk the talk. The weekend leaders that they will go through this workshop with, they'll help them to get to the root of their issues. You know, I've been through a number of well-preached sermons, listened to and read countless books, been to a number of seminars, but EMB for me was a game changer. It truly saved my life. Being in this community, being in this workshop, being around these men will change them if they'll let them. You're going to encounter men that will meet you where you're at, and you will instantly walk into a safe place where they're welcome.
If you're struggling, call us. We don't want you to go on struggling. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
As you're doing God's work here, you're restoring marriages, you're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterman here. And, you know, one of the great blessings of New Life is simply being able to be and have on the program and walk with people like Dr. Jill Hubbard, Milan Yurkovich, his wife Kay, John Townsend, Henry Cloud, folks like that. Dr. Amon was on. He'll be back on in January. Folks like that that make a difference. And those are the great gifts to me of New Life, is that I've been able to work with folks who knew so much more than I could have ever known or shared. And that's been a great blessing. And I know many of you feel that same blessing, that you've gone to a workshop or you've read a book by Jill or Milan, and you know the blessing of their wisdom also. Let's play one more testimony here, and then we'll talk for a bit and ask people to call us and support us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I believe this is Charles. Is
right.
That right?
That's right.
Okay, let's hear from Charles.
I don't know if you remember me. A couple weeks ago, I called you guys. I struggled with suicidal thoughts.
Veteran. Oh, yeah, that was – we were talking about suicide that day. That's right. Wow.
I just wanted to say to whoever's listening – that you guys saved my life.
Wow.
How's that? What happened?
I was just in a really bad place that day, and talking to you guys really helped me out. I've got a great wife who's very supportive. I listen to you guys every day. Just something about your program touches me every day. No matter what it's about, it does. I just want people out there to know that calling in does help. Talking to somebody that can relate to what you're dealing with helps.
Well, I'm so thankful,
Charles,
that
yeah.
you called.
Thank you so much.
That you have some hope. Yeah. And think of all the people we never hear from that have the courage to just live one more day. I want to thank everybody for listening to us, and I want to ask you to do what I ask folks to do all the time, but we really do need your help. We need to raise about $500,000 between now and the end of the year. Someone might be able to do 10, some 5,000, but maybe you're thinking, I'm going to support a person to get help through one of these intensive weekends. That'd be about $800. Maybe you can give all of that now, or maybe it's $80 a month or $40 a month or whatever. But we're asking you, in this time of where we need to cover some costs, and then we can look at walking through this door of an expanded footprint where we're reaching more people than ever. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You just call us right now. We've got people waiting to hear from you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It's a ministry that's, you know, it's kind of a ministry you wish you didn't need. But once you need it, you're so grateful that it's there. And it's a ministry that is there, ready and used to people calling with the most difficult, bizarre, struggle stories. And it's not just hope that we want people to have. We want them to have tools. And I think about my wife and I, when we started applying the things that Milan and Kay teach at the marriage intensive, it changes things. It opens a person up to hope and healing in new ways, greater depths of intimacy. All that happens. We've got people that literally would still be out on the street, but they called us and we found a treatment center for them. One day when we're back at a different place, we want to go back into treatment where we started. We want to be working with those through a Christ-centered program to help with the opioid epidemic there. But right now what we want to do, we want to cover our costs, we want to expand our reach, and we need about $500,000 to get that done. And if you can do $5,000-$10,000, we've got something very special for you. Everybody that calls, we are the most grateful people, and we'll thank you in an extremely unique way. But we need you to call. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Steve, one of our favorite people who is called in is Shelley Martinkus.
Yeah.
And she does a workshop for us. She and Jason mm-hmm. support our ministry as well. And I thought maybe we could talk to Shelley, and she could share a little bit about the workshop, but also why they have chosen to make New Life
yeah. there. Well, Shelley, welcome. You know, I tell people all the time, I'll talk to a man, I'll say, look, if your wife would go to Restore, it would help her so greatly. But I got to tell you, buddy, it would help you. It would really make your recovery so much easier for you, because she would understand so much more. So thanks for calling us, Shelley. How you doing?
Hi. It's great to be with you guys. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. What do you want to tell us about Restore?
Uh-oh. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, sure can.
Okay, good. Good. Are you waiting on... It sounds like you're waiting on me. Did you ask me a question and I didn't hear it?
Yeah.
Just to ask you what you wanted to share about Restore real quick. We're just closing out
Absolutely.
The program.
Absolutely. So Restore is in just less than 3 weekends away. It's November 9th through 11th, and it's in the D.C. area. And I just want to personally invite the listeners listening in today to the workshop. It's a workshop for women that have been affected by betrayal. And so it might be that, I mean, there's some women that come and they're divorced and their marriage did not make it and they're still seeking healing. There's a lot of women there that are still married to the man that betrayed them. And it can be anything from pornography to affairs to chat rooms, you name it. And it's a place for women, first and foremost, to see that they are not alone. And that there are other women out there with a similar story going through something very similar. And that's one of the most effective things about the workshop is when the women come on Friday at noon and walk into the room, they cannot believe that there are other women in the room with a similar story.
Well, and, you know, the thing that I love about those that go is that it really is the perfect example of, you can't just say, okay, I forgive you. You have to do something more. Mm-hmm. You have to work. I mean, the betrayal produces trauma, and there's a resource. See, be above and beyond a Bible study, a memorizing verses, but doing the work to get rid of, as the Bible says, all bitterness. It's not easy, and Shelley does a great job. It's just one of the things that we created out of a felt need. We knew there was a need for men to go through every man's battle, but then we just realized for every one of these guys, there's a woman, maybe a mother, maybe a daughter, sister, mm-hmm. but especially the wife, needs the help, and that's what we do. If you can help us help others, would you do it? You can help us stay on the air. You can help us through our scholarship fund, getting people the help that they need. You can help us staff this call center that has helped so many people. I hope and pray that you could do whatever it takes to help this ministry. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
And thank you, everybody who has given and will give. And mm-hmm. if you have never given before, I want to challenge you to stop and make a gift.
Yeah,
I've told the story before. I listened to a radio program, Christian program, on the air for years, and it wasn't until I worked at a Christian radio program that I realized how lacking I was in believing that they needed support.
Mm. Yeah.
So please make a gift.
Whatever you can do, we will thank you greatly. $800, $80, $40, $5,000, $10,000, especially if you never give. We just call it 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.